FM 90.3 WJTL, Cody Carnes, Run to the Father, Brian, and Katie Torwaltz, You Never Let Go. Good morning, it's 7:03.
Quick question for you. Do you use the WJTL app? Well, now there's a better way to play. Just visit WJTL.com and click on A Better Way to Play for all the details.
And since we've been doing the sheltering in place and the social distancing, we've asked our guests to, rather than come into the studio, to call in. This morning, our very special guest is licensed counselor in Lancaster and the executive director of We Rise International, Janelle Bitticofer. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
We're doing great. So great to have you on the line. Thank you for calling. Is there anyone you want to say hi to this morning?
Sure. I'll say hi to Happy Holly and her family out there in the listening world.
Yeah, I understand that you were in Happy Holly and Roy's wedding.
I was, yeah, many years ago.
Many years and many children ago, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
We're talking with Janelle. Janelle, now you're a counselor and you're located in Lancaster, and there's a lot of folks who maybe have some anxiety, they're feeling shut in, they're feeling like this is all weird. What are some coping mechanisms or some things that our listeners can do to prevent and reduce anxiety during this whole COVID-19 time?
Yes, I think that's a really important question. You know, I've worked actually, in addition to being a counselor, I've worked with the Red Cross and a number of disasters and a number of other disasters that have happened in the past. And this is pretty much is a global disaster in a way. And so in disasters, we tend to get all wrapped up in the emergency or the crisis, and our emotions get wrapped up in it too. And we can experience anxiety and stress. But the Pennsylvania Health Secretary said yesterday, you know, stay calm, stay home, and stay safe. And I think it's the stay calm part that is sometimes hard. And so, just want to talk a little bit about that today. You know, we want to try to maintain, a sense of peace and calmness in our personal lives, in our hearts, and in our homes and in our communities during this time. But it's a scary time for the whole world, and some level of awareness of the danger of COVID-19 is wise so that we follow the safety protocols and hand washing and keeping ourselves safe. But then it's important not to become emotionally overwhelmed by the anxiety, because too much anxiety doesn't actually make us more prepared or safe. It just makes us more stressed.
And how can we do that? How can we reduce that anxiety?
Right, yeah, because that actually can be bad for our health and our immune system, so we want to reduce the anxiety. So a couple of key things to do is, one, make sure you're getting enough sleep. That maybe seems difficult when some people are home all day already, but just to make sure you're having a consistent schedule and maintaining consistent 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep if possible. It's important to get exercise. If you can do this outside, that's great, because then you're also getting fresh air and being out in nature. Or inside, there's plenty of YouTube videos that you can go to that have different exercise routines that you can do in your living room. So that's important to do exercise. It makes happy endorphins and helps us feel more relaxed. I think also maintaining your spiritual practices is super important. Make time every day to do that. Spend time with God, pray, listen to positive music like WJTL, read the Bible, go to church online, whatever you can do to maintain your spiritual practices. And then I would say two other key things. One is try not to listen to the news all day. We all are tempted to do that, but the news doesn't really change that much throughout the day. It's better to check in once or twice a day, just check in the official news sources like the CDC or the governor, and just find out what are the new details I need to know in my state right now and in my hometown. And follow that. If we listen to too much news, we can get very anxious. So it's good to instead fill our time with positive media, like music, positive webcasts, podcasts, sermons online, and things like that. And then the last thing I would say is talk to people if you feel stressed. Call a friend every day, especially if you live alone. But even if you don't, if you're at home, you're parenting your kids, call another adult every day. Talk to people from church. Talk to your pastor. And talk to a professional counselor if the anxiety is really getting to you. This is a normal thing that happens in disasters, and anxiety really goes up. And so lots of counselors all across the nation are prepared to talk to folks, and they're putting out special calls now that you can call them and you can set up appointments online and talk to them. And most insurance companies are paying for that online counseling. And one good place to go for that, to get a list of companies that can take your insurance, is through your insurance company. You can call them, Or also psychologytoday.com is a good place where you can go and just search for a counselor in your area. So it's psychologytoday.com. You can put in Lancaster or wherever town you're in and that you're looking for a counselor for anxiety, and it'll come up with a whole bunch of counselors. You can see their picture, their bio, whether they take your insurance, and then you can select one that way. So it's good to feel free to do those things to take care of yourself during this time.
We're talking to Janelle Bitticofer. Janelle is a licensed counselor in Lancaster. She's giving us some good tips on how we can reduce our anxiety, our stress, and isolation during this entire COVID-19 thing we're dealing with. Janelle, can you hang on the line? We'd love to talk to you a little bit more coming up about 20 after.
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you. Once again, Janelle, encouraging you, if you need to talk to someone, you can go to psychologytoday.com. We'll talk more with Janelle coming up. Also, music on the way, Rend Collective, Stars.